that has to be recognized. And the more clearly it's recognized, the simpler it becomes. It becomes simply obvious. It becomes intuitively seeable, knowable. And at a certain point, it's so clear that all doubt evaporates once and for all. That a moment comes when you actually finally know what you really know, and you have experienced it directly enough that you never doubt it again. It never leaves you. It never falls into some kind of mental compartmentalizing ever again. And that's a great moment. That's a moment of real surrender. Until then, you're susceptible to doubt. Until then, you're susceptible to the vagaries of human perception. So you have to accept, if you think about it deeply enough, that you're just a lens. You're only seeing a little tiny piece of the picture. You're only capable of so much. You're one human person. You're one human body. You're one set of eyes. You're one set of ears. You're one fold of skin. You're one mind. So you're only going to see what you're able to see. The problem is, we all assume that we're seeing the whole picture. We all assume that our take on it is relatively valid, relatively accurate. And it's not. The flea can't comprehend the elephant. I was just saying, no pun intended. So, you have to accept at some point, to some degree, that your own perception, your own actual experience, is not the ultimate measure, is not the ultimate knowing. But that it is possible to know beyond that, beyond the ways that that fools us. You have to accept and admit to yourself that your own perception is foolish. Because of course it feels real. It feels like there's all these different people and all these things are going on, and some guy up in the black chair in front is saying everything is one, there's only one. It doesn't make common sense because our experience is different than that. But what I'm saying is once you know that for real, for sure, then the experience doesn't have to match it. It's not that from now on, once you get to that point, you'll only see a certain way and you won't see all the differences and separatenesses and all that. It's not like that at all. You'll still see all the nonsense, but you won't be fooled by it. You won't see it as actually separate. You'll only see it as appearing to be. And this is a peak experience that people have reported, and a deep understanding that people have reported across all the centuries and across all the traditions and in all the countries and in all the cultures. It matches. It's not, it's transcultural and transtemporal. It didn't happen in this century, but not in another century. In every century, there have been individuals who report this, that they've come to that point where it's absolutely clear and no longer questionable for them. And I'm reporting it to you. And I'm not the only one. There's meetings right now all over the world, not many, and not necessarily huge, but every day all over the world there are groups of people who are able to recognize this. And once you recognize that, you know for real that nothing is wrong. But until then, there's no way to know it. There's no way to know the truth of that, the actuality of that. Until then, certain things absolutely seem wrong and other things absolutely seem better.